You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome, Igniting Souls tribe. This is your host, Cary Oberbrunner. And you have come to the Igniting Souls podcast. Welcome. We are going to help you be a soul on fire today. Are you ready? I know I am. We're in episode 66 today. This one's going to be a fun one. They always are. But check this one out. How to make fast cash as a professional coach. Kicking your coaching business into high gear overnight. Now, I would never call an episode How to Make Fast Cash unless it was completely relevant to one of our listeners. One of our listeners wrote in desperate, and I'm so glad they had courage to do this. In fact, they gave me permission. Of course, I'm not going to use his real name, but he wrote in with his back against the wall, up against the ropes, and here's what he said. I resigned my position as a blank pastor. So I left the blank in there on purpose. Why? Because I want to protect this dude. He's working hard. He's working tough. But check it out. He says, I resigned my position as a blank pastor at the end of March to get out of a very unhealthy staff situation and go full time into my coaching and training business. While I have had some good momentum heading toward my April 1st launch date to go full time, I've experienced rejected or postpone proposals that have left me in a bit of a tailspin. I'm not sure how to generate coaching clients. Any insights would be greatly appreciated. Now, when I got that, my heart went out to this guy. And I'll tell you what, I leaned in a little deeper because this is personal. Anytime somebody says they have a wife and kids or whatever, you fill in the blank, dogs, whatever you got, my heart goes out a little bit more, and here's why. Look, if you're just going solo and you're trying to start your coaching business, I get it. You know, chances are maybe if things got super, super desperate, you could go crash at somebody's place, something like that. I'm not saying it would be easy. I'm not pretending it is. But when you say, especially you're the dad, the husband, the money, the income is up to you, and it's actually affecting other people's future, I get a little bit amped up. And I leaned in, found out a little bit more detail, and I realized that this guy is in a desperate situation. Normally, I would totally coach you guys on this podcast about a side hustle first and a slow build. And I talk quite about this in Day Job to Dream Job. I talk about 9 steps to go pro with your passion. And it's not reckless and it's intentional and it's strategic and it works. It actually works. Why? Because I've gotten letters and I've talked with people and others have let me know that not only did the process work for me personally, but it worked for them too. However, this individual, I'm going to call this guy, what should I call him? What should we call him today? We're just going to call him John, just straight up John. I love the name John. It's sweet, but we're going to call the guy John. So I talk with John and I realize that John is working at a job for $8.36 in the meantime. So in other words, let me give you the full story because we're going to take a deep dive and I'm going to coach John through this podcast. In fact, I asked him, I said, look, I'll give you a few pointers here. one-on-one, and I did. But then I said, can I take a full podcast episode and coach you as well as the other listeners? Because I know a lot of you want to kickstart your business. It could be coaching business. It could be a training business. But for some of you, it's just business or a ministry even. I met someone this week who said, I want to kickstart my ministry. Folks, that's who this podcast is for. It's for John, but it's also for you. If you want to know how to kickstart your business overnight, jumpstart it, whatever, amp it up, here we go. So let me give you the full details so that you understand. So John was in a toxic situation, according to him, and I'm not going to blame him or say you should have done this or that. Look, the situation is what it is. So whether he left at the right time, the wrong time, I'm not even going to get into that. In fact, you can't get into that. That's one of the first things I'm going to encourage you. If you are in a situation that you made a decision already, don't beat yourself up. Blame yourself. Guilt. That will sabotage your future if you start worrying about your past. All you can control is the present. You can't control the past. You can't control the future. Right now, today is all you got. So today, worry about that. But here's the other thing. This guy's a family man, and this guy is in a town that isn't totally thriving. I get it. And as a result, jobs are hard to come by. But anyway, he had the opportunity to make $8 and, well, I'm just going to say 36 cents. It was somewhere around there. $8.36 working a job that basically was the hours of, I think, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. So the situation is like this. Hey, Carrie, I'm trying to build my coaching business during the day, but I work from 3 to 11 just to take a little bit of the heat off. I know that we can't sustain cash long-term like that, but should I quit my job for $8.36 so that I can focus on my coaching business full-time? Now, I guess his wife works a little bit, so they're not totally desperate, but they are, if you get my point. In other words, they were counting on his income, and he was, I believe, the main breadwinner. So what do you do? What should John do? Well, he said, should I quit my $8.36, focus full-time on my coaching business for 2 to 4 weeks? And because $8.36 after taxes is not really going to move the needle, and he comes home tired, he comes home a little bit guilty because he goes right to bed. Then he wakes up the next morning, sees his family for 30 minutes tops, and then basically has a few hours to crush it before he goes back to his $8.36 job. And then it repeats over and over and over again. So what do I tell this guy, John? Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pull zero punches. Why? Because this guy needs the truth. This guy needs it unfiltered, straight up truth. Now, if I was coaching this guy and he had a 6-month exit plan, my strategy would be slightly different. I'm not saying the foundation would be drastically different, but we wouldn't have this gun to our head. Right now, we got a gun to our head. John has a gun to his head right now. Why am I sympathetic to this? Because, folks, this was my story. My story was not as desperate as me quitting and then making it happen. No, I did have a side hustle. I did have an exit plan. I was strategic. I did build it on the side with full disclosure to my employer. I didn't let up at my current job. I showed up, filled up every single day, but I crushed it. And as a result, the departure, although it was scary, although I did a master's and doctorate in a whole nother topic, although I had never taken a formal business or marketing class in my life, I was a pastor. And I don't know if I've chatted about that tons on this podcast, but my heart went out to this guy because I get it. And I saw a little bit of myself in this guy's story when I went pro a bunch of years ago. And what was that? I didn't believe in myself. I had doubts. I had fears. And I smell it all over this guy's email. It's true. And he does too. So we're at the 10-minute mark. And the next minutes on these, I'm just going hardcore right at this guy. I am going to teach him about coaching. I am going to teach him about a Harvard Business Review article that's very important to understand the psychology and mindset of building your coaching business. But here we go. So, John, I'm pretending you are sitting right across the room at me and I'm chatting with you. So first and foremost, John, this coaching business, this training business is 98% mindset. I make no hyperbole, John. This is the truth. So John, $8.36 for 2 weeks is not going to change your world. Now, when I chatted with you, I heard a little bit of victim mentality. I'm just going to be straight up. I'm just going to be honest. Carrie, you know, I put in 3 to 11. I come home tired. I come home that I can't put any coaching, you know, energy in. And what I want to say, John, is, you know what? That's crap. Again, John, I said to you, I'm going unfiltered straight up at you. And I am. I just absolutely am, John. So forgive it. If you had 6 months, if you had 12 months, I'd go much softer on you. I'm not going soft on you at all today, John. My question to you is, how bad do you want this dream? How bad do you want to provide for your family? Because I'll tell you what, John, I worked a full-time career as a pastor. You know how much effort that is. That's not working an $8.36 job. I'm talking about crushing it in jobs, in life, okay? And then going home and writing 5 books in the margins of life, building a thriving business. And you know what? It took every ounce of energy that I had. It took nights where I didn't sleep tons. Now, I never trashed my health to build the business. I care about my health too much. I never trashed my faith. I never trashed, you know, certain things. But I'll tell you what, your life is going to look unbalanced in this season. It's just the truth. You can do it. You can have an unbalanced season of your life. Why? Because this is how life is. When you're in the military and the attack is coming on, you don't say, you know what, we fought for 8 hours today. So we're just going to sit at home and have our time to connect with our family around the TV, around the board game. John, you are in a wartime situation. You need to begin thinking this way. Okay? Look, I know everyone wants to paint a rosy picture, but I'm going to prepare you. Why? Because I care about you. Do you think I would honestly do a whole podcast episode for you, John? Do you think I would honestly spend the time I have investing in you if I didn't believe in you? I believe in you. And because I'm investing my time in you, I'm going to expect an output. The worst insult you could give me, John, is to listen to this and say, that's very nice. That's very kind. Thank you very much. I'm dedicating my time, which is my most precious commodity, to you. Because I know you have what it takes. But you got to wake up every day and eradicate every single excuse. There is no more bed, blame, excuses, and denial. You don't tell me anymore, I left a staff position because it was unhealthy, yada, yada, yada. It's done. It's over. You don't look back anymore. So we're going to start right out with a fresh slate. And we're going to say, the past is the past, and we are going to move forward. And I'm preparing you in this podcast. Number one, you are in a wartime situation. This means that there's an attack on your family for your finances and your future finances. So when I went pro and built my coaching business, there was no turning back. In fact, I'm just going to share straight up with what my wife said to me, but the tone that I had from my wife. Okay. My wife is a believer in me. She tells me that she wouldn't have let me leave if she didn't believe in me. But beyond that, John, I didn't get much in terms of verbal and psychological support. Now hear me out. My wife is very much a believer in me, but it was by action, saying, I believe you can do this, now go build it. But it wasn't, you know what, honey, tell me all your woes, tell me all your proposal rejections. I got the tone from her, and maybe this is part of my personality, but I got the tone from her that, Carrie, you better bring it. Okay, we had, we still have 3 kids, but when I left, let me think here, this was back in, okay, so I had a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old. Think about that. 2-year-old, 4-year-old, 6-year-old. I was making, with health and benefits and all the extras, 6 figures, basically. You might say 6 figures as a pastor. Yeah, I gave 12 years of my life there. They were beautiful. They were kind. They were awesome people, but I gave them my life. So 12 years of my life, that was about 1/3 of my life up until that point in my life. And you get it. I mean, I did a bachelor's for this position. I did a master's. I did a doctorate for this position. So I gave them my heart, my life. And I also realized that I had nothing. I had no business degree. I had no coaching experience formerly, but just like you, John, you have absolutely been equipped. You're talented, but you got to start believing it. So, John, first and foremost, this is going to be an unbalanced season in your life, and you can do it. I truly believe that there are seasons. There are winters, there are springs, there are summers, and there are falls. And you are in a season right now, which is called spring. And you are going to go, and it's winter, okay? It's winter and spring. And what you're going to do, John, is you are going to crush it, and you are going to plant so many seeds. And some of those seeds are not even going to do anything, and you're going to be tempted to be discouraged. What I did, John, is I put so much seed out there, I knew some were bound to grow. So I didn't plant one seed and then sit there on the porch drinking lemonade and say, I hope this thing works. John, I planted so many seeds. So first and foremost, get ready for a very unbalanced season. Now, does that mean sacrifice your sleep? Maybe. But I'm not talking about sacrificing your health. You got to listen to your body. But here's what else I know. You need to become militant about your schedule. What do I mean by that? There is no more play. There is no more play. Your play is going to be your painful exercise. Now, you might say, Carrie, why are you being so hard? Because this is John, and he is at a place where he needs fast cash. Again, if we had 6 months, if we had 12 months, I'd be soft. I'm not being soft right now. John, your kids are looking to you to be the provider. You got to show up filled up. You got to own this thing. You got to be mentally strong. So here's what I did. I eradicated all the, quote, margin in my life that was not income-producing activities. Seriously, John, get your calendar out and realize, what am I doing that's not an income-producing activity directly? Now, chances are, you might be saying, well, Carrie, I'm writing blog posts. You shouldn't be. Well, Carrie, I'm doing a podcast. You shouldn't be. Well, Carrie, I'm posting Facebook images to my fan page of 5 people. Don't. John, if you need cash, you shut down everything. Because I'll tell you what, building a website, doing a podcast, doing blog posts, doing your Twitter, doing your Instagram, doing all that stuff is not income-producing activities. You might be saying, well, Carrie, you know what? I'm putting stuff out there. No. No, absolutely not. You need to put money in the bank. You do not need to put a post on Twitter. In fact, I want someone to tweet that. When you need fast income, you don't put a tweet on Twitter. You put money in the bank. Now, here's what I mean. I don't have time to return all kinds of, you know, emails. You don't have time for fantasy football league. You don't have time to watch the NBA finals. You don't have time for anything except building the business. You might say, Kerry, is that a little bit extreme? I don't know. You tell me. Years later, guess what? My business partner and I, we have seven-figure business. We have over 100 coaches all over the world that have been certified on our content. We have crazy stuff. I could go on and on and on and on, and it would sound like I'm amped, and I am. But here's the point. What do you want? Like, what do you want, John? And I actually want you to do this. I actually want you to write out, okay? So first and foremost, you're entering a season of war. Second, you're killing everything. What is the word kill? Decide. Decide is the word cadere or cadere from Latin. It means cut off or kill. Think about the English words, suicide, pesticide, genocide, insecticide, homicide. You get what I'm talking about. It means death. It means kill. You need to decide to cut off and kill almost all of your activities. So what does this mean? It means everything. There is no more TV. There is no more talk radio. You are going to fortify your mind. So how do you do that? You take a day and you literally, I'm talking about a whole day. You might say, Kerry, that is a complete waste of time. I get it. I'm going to give you one day to craft out what you want and why you want it. And I want you to paint a picture. So this is what I do with all my clients. It's called your I Have a Dream speech. Your I Have a Dream speech, we do this in the Deeper Path cohort. I'm not going to sell you guys on this podcast the Deeper Path cohort at the end of the show. I'm just going to say that, you know what? We have a free 7-day video course that's a precursor to the Deeper Path cohort. And I totally want to give it to you. It's already filmed. It's ready to go. It's just not completely ready to launch. So hang with me. That particular 7-day course is called Regain My Sanity. Okay, but it's not ready yet. So don't go anywhere yet. Okay, but just hang with me. Look forward to the next few weeks. But it's a free 7-day course that is a precursor to the Deeper Path. The Deeper Path is where you want to go. That is completely what I did to go pro with my passion. Okay. In it, you do what's called your opus. And I get that from my buddy, Chet Scott, who helped me. But lest we deviate, just hang with me. Take a day and write out what do you want and why do you want it. Now, when you do your I Have a Dream speech, don't tell me future tense stuff. You know, I have a dream that one day, you know, I will be sitting in an office and crushing it and writing books. No, 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 no. Don't talk to me about this future. I have a day, one day. You know, I have a dream one day. Now, you write your I Have a Dream speech and you write it present tense. So you literally say, I am with my wife and we just ended our 7-day vacation over in the Bahamas. And while I was there, my kids and I enjoyed snorkeling. In the evenings, I spoke at a company that paid me five figures to do one talk. Da, 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 da. You write this thing out in detail. I am saying so in detail. I want to know tones, smells, colors. Why? Because we are fortifying your mind. Folks, check this out. Everything that you see in the world was created twice. Seriously, look in the room right now. I see sunglasses. I see a lamp. I see a desk. I see a books. I see a projector. Every single thing was created twice. Once in the mind, first, and second in reality. I'm asking John to create his I Have a Dream speech first in his mind. Because if he doesn't have a goal, a future state that he's identified, all he's going to do is worry about survival. And last time I checked, surviving and putting money in the bank is not the ultimate motivator. That's like taking the heat off. That's not some destiny, some foreign future place you're going to. So I want John to spend a day where he jumps in deep, deep, deep. What and why? And he carves it out with an I Have a Dream speech. And I literally want him to write it. Then I want him to read it after he gets it super clear. Because here's what I know, folks. Write these six words down, please, please, please. We go deep into this in the Deeper Path. Deep into this. But here's what I mean. Starts with clarity. Write down the word clarity. Clarity leads to competence. Competence. So it goes clarity, competence, confidence, then influence, then impact, then income. Let me say it again. Clarity, competence, confidence, influence, impact, and income. John says he needs income right now. No, he doesn't. He needs clarity. Why? Because that's where it always starts. It always starts first with clarity. You get clarity first. Then you realize, you know what? I'm good at something. I'm competent at something. Then you start getting confident. And you say, I know where I'm going, clarity. I know I'm good, competence. And I know I can get there, confidence. Now suddenly you are armed and dangerous. You are ready to go. Now you can go out in the world. And when you go out in the world and you show up filled up with those first three things, you show up filled up and you make it be about the person on the other end and not yourself. Not, oh my gosh, I got to sign this person in front of me as a client, otherwise I'm going to die. Trust me, that goes through your head. I get it. That's not showing up filled up. That's not focusing on the other person. That's focusing on filling your bank account. When I crushed it in my coaching business, I showed up filled up. And as a result, I coached people without them even knowing it. Like literally, I'd be at the park. I'd be at the restaurant. I'd be at the networking meeting. I'd be everywhere and anywhere coaching people without them even realizing. Why is that important? Because folks, not many people have ever been coached. And John says, how do I build my coaching business? The reality is that about 1 in 10 people have been coached ever. So think about that. About 10% of people have been coached. You go up to them and say, can I be your coach? They're going to say, what does that even mean? They're going to come to you with a preconceived model of what they think coaching is. And the reality is that they've never experienced it. So the best thing you can do, anyone will tell you this, is try before you buy. How do sales and marketing work? We call this the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. You don't go to Costco and Sam's and say, you know what, give me 3 pounds of Jimmy Dean sausage. No, what do? They have a lady or guy there giving you some, giving you a sample. And as a result, when you get a sample, then you smell it, you taste it, you touch it, you realize that they have a 2-for-1 deal, you suddenly walk away with Jimmy Dean sausage. You do not walk around and say, can I be your coach? Can I be your coach? Can I be your coach? You don't do that. You do the coaching. Like you literally do the coaching. Here's another thing, John. I've been going on your Facebook wall. Why? Because I care about you. Because I believe in you. Because I know you can do this. I'm the guy who knows you can do this. So don't think I'm beating you up today. I would not spend the time investing in you and this topic if I absolutely wasn't convinced that you could do it. You can, but you got to stop. You got to stop your social media that talks about you not being showed up, filled up. You cannot walk around and be blabbing about this and that and how you're in hurt and need and this and then go around and ask the people who are receiving that, can I be your coach? You are your brand's biggest billboard right now. Like literally, John, you are your brand's biggest billboard. And if you walk around in social media, because trust me, everyone knows. You don't think people know? Everybody knows. You are now the CEO of a cool little company called YOU. You are your brand. And if you walk around and on Twitter and on Facebook start talking about trials and tribulations and temptations and struggles and this and that, guess what? You're giving off that frequency. And people say, why would I hire someone? Seriously, why would I hire someone to take me somewhere when they themselves are not there? You might think I'm just telling you to fake it till you make it. No, I don't. This is not fake it till you make it. You know why? You've already made it. That's why I had you do the what and why exercise first. And when you do that, you've created the future reality. And you might say, Carrie, that's just weird new age stuff. What are you talking about? How can you create your future reality? Folks, I've done other episodes on this. Go search the previous ones. But you can remember your future. You might say, what are you talking about? Memory only works in the past. No, it doesn't. Memory works past and future. You're mistaken for recall. I'm not talking about recall. What'd you eat yesterday? Steak, right? Or chicken? No, that's recall. I'm talking about memory. Memory goes in the past and memory goes in the future. How do I know this? Because you can have a big medical test coming up in your future. It's 2 weeks away and you can begin having stress and anxiety and heart palpitations and waking up in the middle of the night sweating about that future medical test. What you're doing is you are remembering your future and you're having physiological symptoms and reactions to it. Here's what I'm saying. You go on social media and you are the channel and the frequency for what you're putting out there. That means if you put out in your channel, social media is not the place where you have a chat with you and God. And you talk about struggling and wrestling with God. You do not do that on social media. You are your brand. You do all that in your journal, your private journal. When you go out and leave your private journal, you are a coach. You are literally going out there and you are giving, 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 giving. I have picked up clients sitting next to them, complete strangers, on an airplane. And 24 hours later, I have $5,000 in my account. Don't believe me? Go to episode, 53 with John Ali, I think it was. It's called Why You Don't Get Paid for What You're Worth, something like that. I bring John Ali on. Like, this is not a story of like, hey, this is a nice tale. This is Jonna Lee, in her own words, now a client for over a year, who tells the story about sitting next to me, complete stranger, on an airplane. And guess what I do? I show up filled up. I had my own agenda. I had my own thing I was working on my laptop. I had to use the restroom. I come back to the seat. She asks how I'm doing. Or where am I going and stuff like that. And I could have been like small talk, you know, like, yeah. And then go back to what I was doing. Folks, God put her in my path that day. Here's the thing, John. God could be putting people in your path. And if you're telling your tales of woe, you're missing it. You're sending clients packing. Instead, what I did is I shut the laptop and I realized, you know what? This woman next to me needs to be coached. Not sold, not, hey, John Lee, have you ever thought about writing a book? Let me tell you about our program called Author Academy Elite. It's $5,000, yada, yada, yada. I would have lost the sale. Instead, I was unattached to the sale. This is what you need to do, John. You need to walk around and be so full that you are a giver. And people say, what is with this guy? This guy is just showing up present. He's filling me up. Again, you're coaching them. You're not telling them about coaching. You're not telling them about your coaching services, programs, packages, and plans. You're actually doing it. So much so that at the end of the conversation, they are leaning in and they're saying, I don't want to break contact with you. I don't have to sell people. Now, there's a way to bring it up after you've sold them. And what is selling? Serving. If you've served, and then you say, have a good life, no, that's very awkward. That's very weird. People don't want to break that. So on the airplane, I was serve, and John Lee recognized the value I was giving her. And when you do that, John, it will feel abnormal. People will actually say, what is with this person? Not in a weird way. They won't be like, this guy's creepy, this guy's weird. They'll just say, why is this guy giving so much? Where is this coming from? How is he so centered? And guess what? Inside, trust me, John, inside, I'm probably freaking out. I'm probably saying, at least when I first started, how am I coming off? Is this making sense? Am I connecting with her? I get it. When you first start out, it is a stretch. It isn't fake it till you make it. Faking it means you don't have what it takes. Faking it means it's not yours. I own it. I appropriate it. I recognize that I did the tough mental work before I ever left the house that day. So John, I hope this is making sense. But literally, the true story, listen to that episode. John Aleef, 24 hours later, there's $5,000 in my bank. Why? Because I had clarity, competence, confidence. I influenced her, i.e. she paid before dollars. People pay attention. So she paid attention. Then I impacted her. And now she's saying, this guy, I don't want to break it. I need my book done. He needs to help me. So then she did all the work. Now, of course, she went home, Googled me, checked it out. You got a website, John. I've already seen it. It's fine. Don't spend 3 days tweaking your website. You go out and you coach people instead. You coach them for free everywhere you go. Now, here's another thing. You got to start eating right. John, I'm just going to lean into you, man. You got to start eating right and you got to start exercising. I'm telling you, folks, hardcore exercising. If you don't have money to spend to get around other people that are exercising hardcore, buy a $19 DVD. Better yet, go check it out from the library for free. Or go on YouTube. And I don't know, I think Men's Health has a bunch or something like that. I don't know. But here's the point. You don't need to spend a dime. You need to show up filled up in your basement, in your garage. Oh, I don't have a room, Carrie. My house is too small. I don't care. Take the cars out, park them outside, and go in your garage, lay down cardboard. And here's why I'm telling you this. Because right now, you don't think you have a strong core. And I'm not just speaking your physical core. I'm talking everything. You don't have a strong core right now, John, but I know you have it in you. So now you need to develop it. And one of the things that I did so much and so often, I crushed it with my physical exercise. Why? Because I'll tell you what, it was so painful that I realized, you know what? A proposal is easy to pitch. After a workout like that, I can do anything. Seriously, that's how you feel. So John, forget the carbs, forget the sugar, forget the caffeine, okay? Start going lean, start going mean. I'm a fan of, I'm not hardcore 100% paleo or primal, but I'm talking about that type of thing where you are eating proteins, you are not wasting all your stuff with carbs and sugar. What we call it, carb crashes, sugar rushes, caffeine stimulant. John, you are a machine. Start acting like it. Get the DVD, lay down some cardboard, and do 30 minutes of hell. And I said hell, literally. Seriously, hell. Why? Because you will be in hell if you don't make money. Okay? Now, I get it. I'm a person of faith, so I believe God's going to take care of you. But I'll tell you what, the Bible I read also says that a man must take care of his house or he is worse than an unbeliever. And it also says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Now, I get it. There's some extreme situations. I get it. I understand. But folks, I'm leaning into John because I care about him. So John, you are your own brand. Cut the crap on social media. Woe is me and this type of thing. Look, any money ethically earned is a direct result of value creation. If you're not creating value for people, you have no excuse. People should not throw money at you because you have a need. That's charity, and you don't want charity. You're not going to feel good about charity at the end of the day. You can do this, John. But in order to do it, you need to create value for people. So what does this mean? I don't know. Go to every LinkedIn conversation and friend that you have. Begin calling people up. Yes, calling people up. One of the reasons why I hit grand slams every day is because I'm taking about 100 at-bats. And trust me, most of those at-bats were major whiffs in the beginning. And I'm convinced that success is because you keep showing up filled up. It's because you keep taking the at-bats. John, if you don't want to work for $8.36, and I get it, it sounds to me like your wife said you are working for $8.36, fine, you need to do it then. If it makes her feel better because cash is in the bank, fine, I get it. Now, do I think it could be wise to take 2 weeks off instead of going to that $8.36 a day job, you know, not doing it and spending all that time, fine, maybe. But here's the point. If you have enough time, like, no more bed, blame, excuses, and denial. Instead, or ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Nothing for anything else in this season. No fantasy football, no computer games, no phone. That's chronic pain. Okay, you don't want that. And then you fortify your faith. Go get the Psalms out. Whatever day of the month it is, right? I don't know. Today's the, May 2nd. You read Psalm 2. Then it's May 3rd. Then you read Psalm 3. Then it's May 4th. You read Psalm 4. You keep just going through it. Get your journal out and start writing. And if you're ticked at God, tell him. If you're upset, tell him. If you don't understand why God put you in this situation, you tell him. You don't create this little thing where you have unresolved anger with God. If you need to lean into him and lay into him, you do it and you tell him. God's big enough. And leaning into God and laying into him and pouring your, that's where you become real. That you don't become real on social media. You become real with God. And spirituality is tied to authenticity. And trust me, I love the Psalms because David was anointed as king but didn't have the throne yet. John, this is you. I'm telling you, man, I believe in you. You have been anointed as king. And any of you other listeners out there, you've been anointed as king, you've been anointed as queen, but you haven't yet assumed the throne, just like David. David was anointed as a young kid as king. But then he had to go through hell. He had to go through Saul throwing spears at him twice, running from Saul, hiding in caves, being, you know, sought after. Last time I checked, none of us are getting spears thrown at us, literally. None of us are being hunted down and trying to be killed because we're anointed as king or queen. Folks, this is the pattern in my favorite book. In the Bible, everybody got a glimpse of their great destiny. Jacob, Abraham, Ruth, Esther, you name it. Any character in the Bible had this great glimpse of their destiny. And it was filled with high position and rewards and influence and many times income. I'm not saying every single person, but I'm saying that was kind of the pattern. Then what happened? They went through crazy trials to get there. Why? Because that's God's pattern. God does not want to give you bankroll if your character can't handle it. I tell people all the time, success doesn't ruin people. It reveals people. Maybe you're going through this desert. And by the way, that's episode, 31 or something. 10 responses when you're in the desert. Go check it out. That is a great episode that gives you 10 responses when you're in the desert. And you know what? The desert is a place of preparation before exaltation. Ouch, let me say that again. That's tweetable. The desert is a place of preparation before exaltation. God would not be spending the time on you, taking you through trials, taking you. He's trying to get close to you. He is trying to fortify you. He's asking you to lean in. Why? Because he wants to change nations through you. But you need to lean in and you need to show up filled up. Here's another thing, music. What kind of music are you listening to? I would encourage a lot of you to grab Hillsong. Lately, I've been listening to Toby Mac. I love the song Undescribable. You talk about a good one, man. That pumps me up. I don't know if you need to get Epic Soundtracks on YouTube. Type in the word Epic Soundtracks. There's some great soundtracks. Hans Zimmer, I think his name is, right? Here's the point. What are you filling your mind with? Seriously, what are you filling your mind with? It better not be talk radio. So what I'm trying to say, folks, is you are your brand. It absolutely, 98% starts with you. Your mind, your fitness, your fuel that you're putting in your body. You're eating things for your brain, your body, your mind, your soul, your heart. You need to start feeding yourself crazy good stuff. And then go out in the world and coach, 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 coach. dial. I can go into the mechanics of this. I can sell anybody anything. Seriously, I can sell anybody anything. You know why? Because to me, selling is serving. Last time I checked, I can serve everybody. There's not one person I can't serve. You might say, Carrie, they're our super high-powered CEO. They never want to talk with me. Show up. Don't just call them. Literally drive to their place. Bring them something. Go on LinkedIn. Go on their Facebook. Find out what their favorite drink is. Show up. You might say, Carrie, that's crazy. Yes, it is. And it's going to set you apart. Go find out through their pictures on Facebook. This is called research. Go find out that their favorite drink is a green tea latte coconut milk version at Starbucks. Then if they're too busy, you drive over. And you don't say, here, secretary, here's the drink. Let me see the boss. No. You say, you know what? I'm going to do a handwritten letter. And I'm going to write, and folks, this just came to me. I don't know, this might be the idea, but this is the type of stuff I did all the time. So I drive, you know, in the very beginning or early days when I had no clients, I would do stuff like this. I would crush it as a workout. I would sleep well, eat well, and then pray and just lean into God. Then I would go out and say, God, give me crazy ideas. And I'd go drive over to Bob's place and find out what Bob's favorite drink is. And I would handwrite Bob a letter and say, hey, Bob, I know on your phone call the other day or email the other day, you said that we couldn't meet about talking regarding training for your team. I get it. Sounds like you're super busy and you could use a little bit of beverage to refresh yourself today. Enjoy this on me. I look forward to chatting in the future. John. That's just crazy. Who brings over a favorite drink from Starbucks or whatever? You get the point. Don't take the exact steps that I'm sharing. Take the heart. You go find out. And guess what? You're gonna get start getting creative. And John, I know you're gonna email me back. I might even have you on a show. In fact, I'm going to. John, once you become successful, by the way, I already think you are, and you already do too, but once you actually implement some of the stuff I'm teaching, I'm going to bring you back in the show, and you're going to say, you know what, Carrie, that episode, I think we're in 66, rocked my world. It changed me because you laid into me, and you told me all the stuff I needed to hear, and I went out, and I crushed it, and I implemented it, and now I have a thriving business. Boom, 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 boom. Why do I know this is true? Because you can do it, John. Here's the other thing. Carrie, I don't have experience as a coach. I haven't done it for a decade. Yes, you have. I get this all the time from clients when I start working with them. You know, I have nothing. I've never done anything. That's BS. That's belief system. That is belief system yelling to you. I meet people who are so talented. They've been doing things for 10, 20, 30 years out in the corporate world. Out in the church world, out as a volunteer. You know how hard it is to be a volunteer? It's easy to lead people when you pay their paycheck. Some of you have been leading volunteer armies, or you've been moms or dads, which is, guess what? Tons of leadership skill. Stop focusing on what you, quote, don't have. Start taking inventory of what you do have. And for people like John, he's been crushing it in a professional job. Fine, maybe he was a pastor. Who cares? You don't need to go tell everyone that you were a pastor. Talk about the skills and values you created. What does a pastor do, especially a pastor in your position? Organization, implementation of plans, goal setting, budget, vision casting. Need I go on? You've done all kinds of stuff. Here's the last thing I'm going to say because I know we're getting pretty long. Sorry, I get excited about this, folks. Why? Because I care about you all. I literally want you to be a soul on fire, but I don't want you to self-sabotage your own potential. Here's what I mean. Create a one sheet. You might say, Carrie, what the heck is a one sheet? It's a who, what, when, where, why, and how. They will ask. Eventually, John, they're going to do so much that they're going to be so impressed that they're going to turn to you and say, John, and they might not use these words because people don't know how to ask, but the basic impression is, John, how can we work together? Now, if you show up filled up, you serve these people, you love on them, you coach, go get that Harvard Business Review. I'm going to put the links in the show notes. I know this is from 2009, but the research is still relevant. Trust me. In fact, the numbers are only going to be better. But it says in there that coaches range from $3,500 an hour to $500, which is the median, to less than that. Like, there is an expectation out there. Like, this is normal. You're not buying a paper cup. You're buying coaching. So I'm going to challenge you to get that Harvard Business Review article, but check it out. One of the top, by the way, why are coaches engaged by companies? Yes, it's for performance. Yes, it's for all those things. But guess what? Although they never come for these reasons, it's all personal. All the personal stuff comes out as you begin coaching people. John, this is what you've been doing as a pastor. You've been a coach for years. Might as well get paid for it, right? So I want you to check out that article. But here's one other thing I want you to do. I printed it. It's right in front of me. It's called What Coaches Can Do For You. I think they try to charge you $8.50 for the article if you get 100% of the article, but you can get 85% for free. That's all you need. I'm going to give you the link. But it says, when companies are asked what they look for in a coach, 65%, the most important, said experience as a coach. You've done that, John. You're already qualified. You've been a coach for years. The next one. Clear methodology. That's your one sheet. So when people say, John, what would it be like if we worked together? You have a who, what, when, where, why, and how. You call it something. Call it Reach Your Potential. That's your coaching program. I don't know. It doesn't really matter what the name is. Spend a little bit of time on the name. It doesn't really matter that much. Folks, I have so many coaching programs out there. I have Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey, which helps you with your identity. I have Dream Job Bootcamp Coaching, which helps you go pro with your passion. I have the Deeper Path Coaching Cohort, which helps you identify your purpose and your opus in life. I have an author coaching program. Folks, I didn't start out like that. Start with one. But I have coaching programs for all kinds of issues. And every single one came and started with a one sheet, a who, what, when, where, why, and how. So who's the program for? High-powered CEOs, underperforming salespeople, whatever. What is it? Call it something. Call it 6 months to becoming a super salesman, whatever. It doesn't matter that much, okay? Are there principles? Sure. Could I spend a coaching session on that? A podcast in the future? Sure. But last time I checked, people don't really care what the name is as much. If you showed up, filled up, given them value, they connect with you personally, they don't care. Okay? They really don't care what the name is. But who, what, when? When is now? You put an expiration date on your proposal. That's part of the problem why your proposals are getting denied. You send them a proposal, there is no deadline. You send them a proposal and you put a deadline. You say, this proposal ends at 5 p.m. Eastern Friday. That's it. And you sprinkle 50 of these seeds out in the world with deadlines, and you do everything that I said in the beginning of this episode. Guess what? Out of those 50 seeds or 25 seeds, a bunch are going to come back, especially if there's a deadline. Why do you put a deadline? Because you say, I'm a professional coach. And you know what? I have a lot of clients that have interests and needs. And I can't say yes to them all. See, this is the thing. You don't say, well, I don't really have any clients yet. John, you've had a client that has paid you so handsomely the last decade of your life. It's called, they were your single client. It was your church. And at that church, you had a bunch of clients. And you can, with 100% honesty and integrity, share this. Well, who have you worked for in the past? I worked for a very large nonprofit company that had many clients in there that I coached. Is that unethical? Is that wrong? No. A church is a nonprofit. And a church usually hires pastor to coach people in the congregation. Look up the definition for a coach. There's nothing deceitful about this. As a pastor, I coached people all the time. Coaching is different than counseling. The Harvard Business Review gives you explanations about what's different. And then you put the who in there, you put the when, you put the why, you put the how. How is like how much? How do we start? Let's go. The why is what are you going to do? I'm going to increase performance. I'm going to increase awareness with the client. I'm going to increase strength-based assessment. Go to strengthfinder.com. Bundle that as part of your coaching package. Do everything ethical, you know? Don't say you're a strength finder coach, but guess what? People can take that test for $25, I think, is what the book costs. Part of that can be the assessment. So folks, stop believing all the lies. Stop looking for all the objections. You'll find them all the time. John, I care about you. I love you. I want you to make this happen. But you got to get off the victim. You got to get in the victor. You got to stop saying what you don't have. You got to start taking inventory of what you do have. You are the brand. You are the CEO of a cool little company called YOU. Shut down all the social media crap. Stop doing digital breadcrumbs, blog posts, podcasts, all this stuff. Why am I amped about this? Because this is your kid's future. Your wife is counting on you. Okay, I get very excited and amped up and passionate when people's destiny is on the line. And I hate it when people don't believe in themselves. I get it, because that was me for a lot of years. But start believing in yourself. No one's going to hire you until you do. They're not going to be like, oh, John doesn't believe in himself. But you know what? Here's a large sum of money, because I'm just going to be a good person and give it to John, because John has needs. People don't care about you, John. People don't care about me. People care about the value you create for them. Last time I checked, this is the last thing I'll say. When you're sitting with a potential client, and by the way, everyone is a potential client. Yes, I said everyone, even the mailman. Everyone could hire you for coaching. So this means that you do all your tough work before you open the door outside. Anybody besides your immediate family could be a coaching client, literally. Okay, some people say, Cary, should I just give people a free complimentary coaching session? Fine, I don't care. Go for it. Practice and get good that way. That's no problem. But I don't even have to call it that. I didn't give tons of people complimentary coaching sessions. You know what? I just coached them without their permission. Wherever I was going in life, they didn't know it. They thought we were at the ball field, talking about our kids playing at the park, you know, at the park. I was coaching them so much so that at the end they're leaning in, they're saying, you know, we've been talking about me for like 45 minutes. You've been really helping me. Like, what do you do? I'm a coach. Really? What does a coach do? What I just did for you. Really? Well, what does that look like? Boom, in your mind, one sheet. Boom, 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 boom. And they say, that sounds really interesting. You need to lead them, by the way. Don't let them go away. That sounds interesting. There is a time to bring it to them and to be very pointed and say, Jimmy, you've just been telling me for 45 minutes how you are at the end of your rope and how your stress level is killing you and how you can't get on the plane one more time and travel and leave your kids for another week. So Johnny or Jimmy, whatever the guy's name is, I don't know. Jimmy, you've just said that the coaching was beneficial. When do you want to start together? By the way, there is a time to be very pointed and hardcore. And he's going to look at you like, where are you coming from? He's going to look at you like, are you serious? And you're going to stand poised and strong because you did the work, because you did the work out that morning. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to say, you know what? Start tomorrow. Well, folks, that's an episode. This was a blast. If you know someone who needs this episode, share it with them. And by the way, thanks for reviewing us on iTunes. Giving us a review, it helps get the word out and brings life to other people. Be a soul on fire today. We'll see you.